Ex-Navy SEAL Chad Wright of the 3 of 7 Project was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he spoke about a demonic encounter that he had while on deployment that ultimately led him to his faith in Jesus Christ. In this video, we'll hear more about this exact encounter and how calling on the name of Jesus in prayer made this evil spirit flee away. We'll look at another supernatural experience that happened to the military overseas. I'll share some of my experiences with this stuff and how Jesus delivered me also. And finishing off with an update that Chad posted to 3 of 7 Project of the demon coming back to this barracks in Germany, but how once again the name of Jesus drove that evil away.
We left there and came back to Germany to rejock our equipment because that mission was over in Tunisia. Came back to Germany to rejock, and then we were going out to Nigeria. And while we were in Germany, the only way for me to tell you this in just simple terms is we were staying in a barracks that was inhabited by some sort of demon. And that was the genesis of my conversion.
So when you say it's inhabited by a demon, like in what way?
There was nobody else in this building. It was just me. And there were me and a guy in one room and two other guys in a room across the hall there. Okay. Well, I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden I'm jolted awake by something that hits my door. And I lay in bed for maybe 30 seconds. And while I'm laying there listening, I can hear some strange voices echoing up and down the hall of this building that we're in. And so immediately I get up, open the door, walk out. Nobody's out there. Walk around. Nobody's in the building. Go in my buddy's room beside me. They're both passed out. But it scared me, dude. I was like, what on earth is this?
This is not the only demonic encounter that military personnel have had while on deployment. There's been talks of encounters with jinn in the Middle East. Some reports of the Kandahar giant living in caves in Afghanistan. And if that testimony is true, there's demonic forces involved with that for sure. But one of the most well-known occurrences experienced by many different Marines was what happened at the Observation Point Rock in Afghanistan. This is a 100-foot-tall rock formation near the petrol base Hassam Ahad in the Helmand province, and beneath it lies a collapsed tunnel system. While improving the defense trenches, Marines uncovered a massive amount of human bones. In some cases, the skeletons were complete, along with Russian military artifacts like tent stakes. The New York Times quoted a Marine saying, "As we were digging, we started to find bones. Not one bone, not two. Tons of bones. There were bones for days." At this location, Marines said that they experienced phantom lights, whispered commands, auditory disruptions, psychological responses, and even a few of the dogs, one named Ugly Betty, frequently barked, seemingly at what was empty spaces, especially at night. What these Marines and everyone needs to know is that Jesus Christ has all the power over all spiritual realms. Ephesians 1:17-21 gives a great definition of the power that Jesus has over everything and how that power lives in us. For those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Praise God that this is something that Chad learns later in his journey and his testimony that he's giving now, but let's go back to exactly what was happening in his barracks in Germany.
Things would, like the oven would be turned on, like these bumps and noises, and but more than all of that, there became this this oppressive feeling of like evil in this place. Whatever is going on here, I can't sleep at night. Like, I don't want to be in that place because it's literally scaring me that bad. The sanity check was the dudes I was with were getting freaked out too.
What Chad and those in his barracks were experiencing are definitely how demons work. They act in creating bondage and oppressing people. They desire defilement and destruction of the human body and soul. They can create an oppressive spiritual atmosphere, aversion to God's presence when people pray or worship, and they will try to contradict God's truth. Physical and spiritual oppression, a heaviness, and an aversion to God's word and Jesus Christ in the Bible are strong ways to know that these are demonic forces at work. But once again, of course, Jesus Christ has all the power, and through him in us, we have it too, and the Bible gives us clear evidence of this. In Ephesians 6, we're told of the armor of God, something that you can physically put on and what you can believe in: truth, righteousness, readiness to share the gospel, faith, salvation, God's word, and prayer. Incorporate these things in your daily life and they will help greatly, along with prayer, worship, and reading the Bible. Fill your house with God, and the evil forces don't want to be there. James 4:7 is a great scripture that explains it really clearly. Therefore, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Staying away from sin, false religions, the occult, and evil spiritual wickedness is really important too, to stay on the right path and away from these demonic forces. This stuff can create demonic attachments to specific areas, which is probably what Chad experienced at that barracks. But praise God, now we're going to listen to the part of the testimony where he experienced the truth and the power that Jesus Christ has over all the spiritual realms, and that he is the savior of the world and the Bible is the truth.
Because again, I just told you the type of person that I was. I had no interest in spiritual matters. I didn't believe in demons or spiritual warfare or God or any of that, right? But I'm like, here and now I have encountered something that seems very real to me, and it's not in this realm. Here's some sort of entity that I don't know how to combat. So I called my little brother, because I knew my little brother was a Christian. And I said, well, here's one of these Christians. They'll have a little bit of insight on this spiritual stuff that might be going on here. He said, well, man, I said, I ain't never ran into nothing like that. He said, I'm going to put you in touch with my pastor of my local church here. They were real close. His name's James Cordell. James called me the next day, and I told him what all was going on. Well, he acted like it wasn't no big deal. I said, no, buddy. I said, you don't understand. I said, there's something in here. I don't know what it is. He said, ain't no big deal. He said, put me on speakerphone. He said, I'm going to walk around. He said, walk around this building, in up and down the hallways, and he said, I'm going to pray. And I put him on speakerphone. I'm walking around this building, up and down the hallways, in my room. He's praying against this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, all right, now, we had a little kitchenette there. He said, you have some olive oil in there? I said, yeah, we got a bottle. He said, take just a little dab of that olive oil and just dab it on the top of your door frame there. So I did it. Joe, I'm thinking the whole time, this is so stupid. But what else do I do in this situation? Let's try this, right? Right. Let's give this a shot.
Right.
Here's why that pastor told him to anoint his doorpost with olive oil. When you pray and anoint something with oil, there is power in it. And this is found all throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Of course, being under the New Covenant, we'll look at the New Testament for our references. James 5:14 through 15 speaks about the power of anointing oil, also used in prayer to bring healing to someone. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Mark 6:13 speaks about using anointing oil to heal the sick and driving away demons.
I dab that little olive oil up there, and we get off the phone. I leave, go to work. We come back that evening, wind down. Total, like, peace had returned to this place. Like, I no longer heard or felt or was experiencing any sort of fear or anything. Like, it all was gone.
You will never find that kind of power in any other religion. Even if you nitpick little stories here and there, it would never stand up in the face of the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, of testimonies of people calling on the name of Jesus in their encounter of fear and then finding true help. This is because with the Lord Jesus, this is what you get. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, Chad speaks about what happened with that anointing oil on the door, and actually a really amazing supernatural experience happened with that by the power of God.
Did the other guys feel the same way?
So this is what's funny. I didn't tell the other guys that I did that. And the next morning we woke up, and my buddy woke up in the room. He said, "What's all over the door?" And I looked up, and that little dab of olive oil had somehow, like, dripped down and covered the entire door of the room that we were staying in. And you could see it toward the bottom of the door, like the drips. Like, the whole door was, like, shiny. And he said, "What's all over the door?" And I said, "Don't worry about it, man. I don't know what the crap that is." 'Cause I was so embarrassed to tell him that I had done that.
But it was just a dab of olive.
It was just literally a dab of olive. I don't even know where that fits into the whole experience. Like, I don't even know where or how that fits in.
This story he shared reminded me of the first Passover, where the Hebrews were commanded to anoint their doorpost with the blood of the lamb, and the angel of death passed over them and didn't harm them. I believe God anointed that door, and the power of Jesus being declared in that place showed that they were submitting, or at least Chad was starting to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the evil had to flee, just like James 4:7 tells us it has to.
But after that happened, all that happened, no more nothing in this place, I said, I have got to get my hands on Scripture and figure out more about this figure, Jesus, who I heard this man praying in the name of, right? Because there was obviously some power, like, being wielded there by the name of Jesus in prayer. I just had this revelation of who I was and why I so needed something to save me from that.
It's so awesome to see the life of a changed person like Chad. You can see how Jesus has changed his life, transforming him and guiding him now every day of his life. And it is just, again, so amazing to see. And Chad actually posted a little update in relation to this story on his YouTube channel, 3 of 7 Project, where another guy in those same barracks messaged him and said that the demon has come back.
This is a message that I got from another Navy SEAL. And he sent this to me a few days ago. Now, I know this gentleman, know of him. I can confirm he is indeed who he says he is. So this wasn't just from some random stranger who is posing to be someone who they're not. But this was really pretty astounding, this message that this guy sent me. I'm going to leave his name out for the sake of this video. But he sends me this message. "Dude, what's up? It's so-and-so. Nice job on the Joe Rogan podcast. I appreciate that, man. He says, I deployed to EUCOM." Now, that's the European command. That is Germany, where we were. He says, "I deployed to EUCOM in December of 2013 through May 2014, which is about a year after I left. I was wondering if the demon experience that you talked about in Germany was in a specific barracks." He names the barracks. I'm not going to name them here on this video. But the barracks that I was in had a name. He names the barracks. And then he goes on to say, I and a new guy also had an experience with a demon in there one night. Pretty wild. Yes, I agree. Pretty wild. Whatever this demon was, this entity, evil, whatever, it came back, obviously, about a year after I left. And these guys had a pretty unique experience of their own in the same place, very similar to the experience that I had. And I responded, unbelievable. Yes, it was indeed in those specific barracks. That's pretty wild. He goes on to send me the whole account of the experience that him and the other guy had in the barracks. Now, a new guy is just like a new SEAL, like a baby SEAL. They just came to the team, right? So, in a nutshell, basically the new guy was in his bed and he woke up in some sort of sleep paralysis. And he's able to open his eyes and he literally sees this demon standing at the foot of his bed, smiling at him, was the account that he gave me. And somehow this new guy in this state of fear and paralysis, whatever you want to call it, was able to verbally invoke the name of Jesus Christ, and this demon fled from his presence or his room.
It reminded me of the gospel message in Matthew 12, where Jesus talks about a demon, an impure spirit that left out of the person, was cast out, went through dry places, and then decided to come back because the house was empty. If the physical house of the temple of your body or your house, your real house, your surroundings, anywhere that you are is not filled with the presence of Jesus Christ through your submission to him, it will be open to these dark forces to come in. So keep these areas filled with the truth of Jesus Christ. There are so many testimonies and accounts of people who have called on the name of Jesus when dealing with sleep paralysis or encountering some dark entity in their room, or a deception of demonic, evil, alien-like forces coming in their room, and they call in the name of Jesus, and these things flee. I myself was also harassed by UFOs for a time in my life when I had open doors to the occult and open doors to dark spiritual forces and none open to the Lord Jesus. I would see these things all the time, every single night, actually. They would follow me around, strike fear in me. I was always worried about being abducted. I would see these things. People I was with would see them. I had opened a dark spiritual door through the things that I was doing to let these things come near me. When I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ through his kindness of revealing himself and his truth to me, these things left and these dark forces left. So there are real dark evil forces at work in the world. But when you submit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and resist the devil, he will flee from you.
And when I had that revelation, literally by the grace of God opening my, making me spiritually alive, able to discern the scriptures, when I had that revelation, I read about Jesus, his life, his death, why he died according to the scriptures, his resurrection, what that means for me. It changed everything. Like, literally, I was made a new creature overnight. It's the greatest miracle that God the Almighty could ever work, is taking somebody like me who was literally so useless, making me alive, making me a brand new creature, waking up the next day, and being completely changed.